Mr. Sullivan, Pledge of Allegiance by Mr. Frazee.
Dear Lord, hear our humble prayer. Lord in heaven, during this Christmas season, as we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, we are reminded that our country, the United States of America, was founded on godly principles by God-fearing men and women who believed in the Holy Bible and thereby set up a form of government for a God-fearing populace. Today, Lord, as our country appears to be more and more divided between believers in your Son, Jesus Christ, and non-believers, we recall the haunting words of John Adams, the second president of the United States, signer of the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, when he said, "We have no government armed with capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by morality and religion. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Furthermore, we recall the words of Noah Webster, author of the first American speller and the first dictionary, when he said, "The Christian religion, in its purity, is the basis, or rather the source of, all genuine freedom in government. And I am persuaded that no civil government of a republican form can exist and be durable in which the principles of that religion have not a controlling influence. So, on this day, Lord, we humbly pray for the forgiveness of our sins and that our fellow countrymen will unite with us in inviting you into their hearts and souls, making us one nation under God, thereby allowing the God of the universe to bless our country so it will be truly great again. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen."
Amen.